Good evening, Bashon, and welcome to the voice of Bashon and Pirate Basketball, as we are bringing you the Lady Pirates playing Charles Wright Terrier tonight in a league game. I'm John Yates, along with Mark Schneider. We'll be bringing you all the action. Now that we have Dan Schuler in the production booth, we're set to go. It's just about a quarter gone in the game. The Pirates are leading 5-0, so sorry for the delay, folks, but we're back on it now. So,
classic matchup. Great to be here, and we got the pep band with us tonight,
yeah,
which is a nice one.
It is. Band did a really nice job of playing the national anthem. They sounded good tonight. So
that got a 5-0 lead for the Pirates as we almost close out the first quarter.
Yep. And that was Ali Valencia going in for the lay-in for Charles Wright. Missed. Ball came loose, gets knocked out of bounds, and over to the Pirates. So with 29.2 seconds to go in the first quarter, Bashon up 5-0. Bashon has two team fouls, and Charles Wright has three. So a knock goes inbounds to Emily Harrington. Knockos gets the ball right back in the near side wing. Pirates rotating the ball around the arc, looking for the open shooter. And C.C. Gunther gets it down. They're just going to back off. Shot clock is off. Game clock is still on with 12 seconds to go in the quarter. Gunther now into the key. Kicks it out to Harrington. Harrington, long three. Nothing but net. Emily Harrington. 8-0 Pirates. And time's going to run out. And with that, we have the end of the first quarter, and the Pirates up 8-0.
And that was a beautiful ball screen set by Selena Karenik to free up Nye Hart on the wing, or to free up Emily Harrington on the wing.
Yeah.
So a great setup, great screen to allow that three-pointer. So beautiful play to make it 8-0 at the end of the first quarter.
Yep. Pirates not doing great in the win-loss column, but they've had some really good games. And they're fun to watch play. Pretty athletic, you know. One of the things they have is a little bit of a short bench. And they did during the Christmas holidays because the number of people were out with injuries or sickness. And so some of the times, Pirates only had six players, and they just would play a great three quarters and then get worn down by that fourth quarter. So tonight they have a full complement of subs.
Yeah, and you already see it with Karenik making that ball screen and making an impact. So I think that'll be great for the second half. And, yeah, good to see Nye Hart back on the floor, who had a little bit of a hand injury the last time we were on the air. And, like you said, two fouls for the Pirates, but both of them actually belonging to Lily Yeoman, the starting center for the Pirates. So she looks like she is remaining on the bench at the start of the second quarter. So it'll be interesting to see how Coach navigates that up to halftime.
Right. So, as we start the second quarter, Charles Wright will have the ball. Madeline McFarland with it. It's going to dribble down near side corner. Go low block to Bell Russell. Russell goes up, partially blocked by Karenik. Karenik corrals the ball and gives it off to Emily Harrington, and has the ball in front court now, staying at the Pirate offense. Stella Nakos. Round the key over to Karenik. Karenik from about 12 feet out had a shot, missed it. Have Bridget Proctor on the backside getting the rebound. And ball comes loose to McFarland for Charles Wright. Corrals it. Now goes high post to Bell Russell. Russell dribbling down the seam of the key. Puts up a shot. And not really sure that. I thought maybe Karenik got a piece, but apparently not, because Russell just threw the ball out of bounds and ball over to the Pirates.
I still want to count blocks for Karenik on both of those last two possessions.
There you go. We'll have some hash marks for her
yeah.
And see how many she gets for the game. Pirates work on the offense now. Nye Hart, near side wing to Nakos. High post into Karenik. Looks low, but nothing there. So goes back out over to Nye Hart. Nye Hart from the corner misses a three, but Cecilia Gunther tracks it down, resetting the clock for the Pirates. Pirates working, trying to work it inside to Gunther. Gunther in the short corner has to dribble out and give it back to Nakos. Now up high to Nye Hart. Nye Hart with a long three from the top of the arc. Hits another shot for the Pirates, 11-0.
Nice ball movement there on that possession.
Yeah. Nothing forced. They just found the open player. Now Nye Hart on the steal with a going high post to Bell Russell. Over to Emily Harrington. Harrington flashes through the key, puts in the layup, but misses. Bell Russell on the rebound for Charles Wright. Gives it off to McFarland, the point guard. Now they go high post again to Russell. Russell spin move, turns, and from 8 feet out takes a shot, missed, but McFarland's there to rebound it for Charles Wright. Gives it out to Proctor, but Proctor, on her pass, has it stolen by Nia Hart. Got to be careful. Nia Hart is quick.
She's all over the place.
Yep.
Usually can almost count on her for 2 to 3 steals a game, and fast hands and her, the combination of her and Harrington.
Yeah, Harrington, Harrington
in the backcourt is great on-ball defense as well as getting hands in the passing lane. So I think that's been 4 defensive turnovers for the last 4 possessions. If you count that block that did get the Pirates the ball back,
yeah,
a couple blocks and back-to-back steals. So definitely coming out hot the second quarter.
So after that 3-ball, Charles Wright's coach did call a timeout, and that's why the action stopped. So both teams are about to come out of the timeout. Charles Wright will have the ball with 6:02 to go in the second quarter. Pirates up 11-0. Oh, check that. That will be Vashon's ball. Harrington will inbound to Cecilia Gunther. Gunther's going to bring the ball up for, calls out the play. Near side wing to Nia Hart, back out to Harrington. Pirates working the offense, looking for the down into the short corner to Krennic, but now pass goes wild and actually stolen by one of the Charles Wright people, but Nia Hart tipped it right back to Cecilia Gunther, so Pirates have the ball again in a new shot clock. Krennic now, another bad pass. gotta put a little bit more on it.
Yeah, now they get the steal.
Yeah, and Allie Valencia working with the ball for Charles Wright. Nia Hart with almost another steal. CC Barry Morley in the game for the Terriers at this point. 5 seconds on the shot clock for Charles Wright. Goes into Valencia. Valencia goes along the baseline but gets bailed out on a foul by one of the Pirates. And that's going to go against Carmen Sanchez as she reached in on Valencia. Too bad, because if she'd seen the shot clock, I would have just let her go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's almost a wipe that gets fucking in. Look, I think Carmen Sanchez is a recent substitution for Vashon after that last timeout.
Yeah. So have Lily Yeomans back in the game now. Now on the inbound play, ball stolen by Nia Hart. Hart keeps the crosses over the dribble and gets the ball up court. Now down the short corner to Yeomans. But too many Pirates and too much defense in there, so Yeomans has to throw the ball back out. And a long pass cross court goes a little bit high and off Nia Hart's hand.
Yeah, not a bad thought there to get it over to the weak side because there was an opening just a little hot. And, yeah, good point that it looks like Coach just subbed in Lily back into the game with 2 fouls and about 4:52 left in the second quarter. So that'll be interesting to watch to see if she can keep it at 2 going to halftime.
Yep. And timeout on the floor. Did you see who took the timeout that time?
I
see the referee's indication.
An immediate timeout.
There you go, for the band to play.
Timeout.
Yeah. And when the band stops playing, maybe they'll resume.
I didn't catch that song that they were playing.
I didn't either. Yeah.
But
yeah,
it'll be interesting to see what the set list is tonight from the kids over on the corner.
Yeah, the band sounds good this year. They have a band director who's been with Vashon High School now for a number of years, and she's done a good job of getting the band out to all the sporting events and things like that. Yeah, yeah, because it's an opportunity for those kids to show what they've got too.
Definitely. And who doesn't love live music?
Yeah, live music and get a good high school atmosphere. It can be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So both teams come out of the timeout now with 4:52 to go in the second quarter. Pirates up 11-0. Charles Wright will have a ball. Vashon's going to drop back into their 2-3 zone. Nia Hart's going to come out and meet Valencia. Valencia over to McFarland. Down low to Cole. Now the ball is knocked away by Gunther and out of bounds. So it'll stay with Charles Wright with 21 seconds on the shot clock. Charles Wright to inbound. Having a little bit of trouble getting it in. Pirates are giving him nothing, but goes into Bell Russell. And Bell Russell, in traffic from the low block, is able to hit the ball or hit the shot off the glass.
Yeah, tough finish and pretty good entry pass in there into a lot of traffic.
Yeah. Russell, a junior, is the tallest Terrier on the court and tallest poly player on the court, too. So now Pirates had a steal and gets the ball back, and Nia Hart takes a 3 from the far wing and buries another one. 14-2 Vashon.
That was smooth.
Yeah, it was really smooth. Yeah, after her first shot, which kind of missed everything of the night, now she's hit two threes in a row.
Yeah.
So Russell working with the ball now, tries to spin around, and she's going to get fouled by Lily Yeomans. That'll be Yeoman's third foul.
That's a little tough call, too.
Yeah.
I did not see, you know, I saw some contact down in the post, but I was not expecting that foul. And tough.
Yeah.
That's the third.
Yeah.
I think that is a good matchup.
Yeah.
Yeomans versus Bell Russell, kind of the pretty similar in height and easily the two tallest girls on the floor. But looks like Lily's sitting into the second half.
Yep. Coach Yeomans, Lily's dad, was trying to say the referee, I thought her hands were straight up, but the referee said, I saw her reach.
And she's had a great season.
Yeah, she has. So, Pirates working with the ball as they got another steal down to Klenick and over to Carmen Sanchez. And Carmen Sanchez puts up a shot from about 12 feet out, banks it in from the wing.
Bank stays open after 5-10.
There you go. It's a beautiful thing to use the glass.
Yes. Like any high school coach would love that shot.
Yeah.
Kiss off the glass from the wing.
Now Valencia takes a shot, but it hits the shot clock, which is automatically out of bounds. So ball goes over to the Pirates on the turnover. 3:20 in the second quarter. Vashon up 16-2. Two team fouls for Vashon. None for Charles Wright.
Yeah.
Gunther crosses over at midcourt, comes down the near side wing, and passes Emily Harrington. Now over to Sanchez, and Sanchez,
and a halfway up the seam of the key, hits another shot off the glass. 18-2, Vashon.
Staying at the bank from the other side of the court.
That's right. Now, Bell Russell working with the ball. She goes in, ball off the glass. Rebounded by Harrington, puts up the floor to Nacho's. Oh, it goes off Nacho's hands. Picked up by Valencia for Charles Wright. Allie going to bring it up the floor. Dribble down low, but as she passed to Russell, Harrington with another steal. Emily Harrington's going to take it coast to coast, and she goes in. This is the lay-in, but it's fouled by McFarland from behind. So Emily Harrington go to the line for two shots.
Nice hands once again from Harrington, and nice to kind of lean in on the left side to draw contact going up there. And
yep,
never easy to go off your offhand as well.
Right. So Harrington about to take two shots. Emily's first one is nothing but net. 19-2 Pirates. Going to get some subs in for Charles Wright. Victoria Chartakova is in now with the game, as well as Nini Chalitz. We're done with that. Should have got the pronunciation prior, but
I think those are the best names, the most exciting names on the court.
Yeah. So Harrington missed the second of her two free throws. 2:30 to go in the half. Charles Wright working the offense into Bell Russell. Russell with one step into the middle of the key, puts up the shot and off the glass and hits it. 19-4, Vashon.
She's a pretty solid post presence.
Yeah, she is.
Moves down there, and she's drawing like 2 to 3 defenders every possession.
Yep. Plays the middle of the zone on the 2-3, and now we get a shot from, I think that was Gunther who took a three.
Gunther with, heard from Sanchez that the bank was open and decided to go make a deposit herself.
That's right, off the glass. So Cecilia Gunther with three. Charles Wright working the ball. They go into Bell Russell again. I think that's going to be most of the offensive. He's just looking for Russell and let her
keep feeding her.
Yeah, keep feeding her. And now Gunther quickly up the floor, and as she goes in, she was flying up the floor, and cuts into the key and he gets fouled by Russell going to the hoop. So Cecilia Gunther going to the line for two shots.
Yeah, and probably a smart foul by Bell Russell to at least make her go to the line and
right,
a couple of free throws and also not let her hit the way of going in. So Gunther took a shotgun in.
Yeah, that's Russell's third foul. So that is a problem for Charles Wright.
Didn't realize that. I take back my statement. Had there not been two fouls,
yeah,
but.
So now we're going to get Russell out and Caitlin Cole in for the Terriers. Also in the game is Jamalia James. And Gunther misses both of her free throws, but Harrington has the rebound, but she goes to the floor and gets called for traveling. Now, Gunther out of the game, Carmen Sanchez out, get Nia Hart back in, and number two for the Pirates, who we don't have listed, might be Ash Sadly O'Malley. And that was Cole just hitting a shot for the Terriers, 22-6, minute 20 to go in the half. And the ball at the high post goes into Selena Kerenick, and Kerenick hits her shot.
Great game.
Yeah, 24-6. Had the open one. Now Tartakova with the ball, trying to get the baseline, but cut off by number two for the Pirates. We'll have to make sure of her name. And Stelanakos is there on the rebound. Backside gets tied up with Cole, so possession arrow points to Charles Wright. Oh, check that. Pointed to Vashon. So Pirates in the front court now. Nia Hart on the far wing. Long pass across the floor to, and going into high post to Kerenick. Kerenick, another turnaround jumper, misses that one, but Nakos on the rebound for Vashon. Over to Emily Harrington, over to Nia Hart on the far wing. Hart takes a three. Ball bounces high off the rim and lands on top of the backboard, which is out of bounds. So with 42 seconds to go, Charles Wright gets the ball back.
That was good ball movement on that possession, although it ended in not 3 points. Still, Nia Hart got a good look and
yes,
kind of from her sweet spot, that wing there.
Yeah. Charles Wright working with ball. Tartakova in the front court. Wants to dribble down low into the corner, but cut off by number two for Vashon. And now a bad pass by the Terriers goes out of bounds and back to Vashon. So with 27 seconds to go, the shot clock is off. And Vashon will probably work for just one last shot.
Yeah.
Try to end the half here. Nakos with the ball, going to rotate around to Hart. Hart looking for a little help, gets it from Harrington, who gets the ball, backs out. 10 seconds to go. Now Harrington into the key, nowhere to go, gives it back and over to Hart. Hart with another three. Ball rims off, and Nakos there on the backside and scores on the pushback. Still in Nakos. There to get the rebound and put back, and Pirates go into the half. They lead by 20, 26-6.
And another good look from Nia Hart in the wing, and a good ball screen by Shower O'Malley to set that up just like a few possessions ago. But great half by the by the Pirates.
Bashaw looking good. So I would imagine that Hart probably leads the scoring with 6 points. Maybe Harrington. Harrington, I think, has a three and a couple buckets. So.
Yeah, and they're filling up the defensive stat sheet as well. A handful of steals. I know Kerenick's got a couple of blocks, and Carmen Sanchez has 4 points off the bench. So it's a team effort. You're kind of seeing, talk about the smaller rotation that they have in terms of the number of girls, but they're working pretty well with, I'd say, 7 girls tonight that are, have been fully in the rotation, even with Yeomans in some foul trouble, which is probably led to them going a little bit of deeper. And even if the Charles Wright girls team is having a little bit of a down year, regardless, the experience for deeper down the bench is huge for the girls. They do find themselves in a situation with Yeoman getting in foul trouble or someone else later on the season in crunch time.
So with that, folks, we're going to take a break since it is the half. And I want to thank Dan Schuer for getting us on the air tonight. And the voice of Vashon for always bringing you Pirate sports. The voice of Vashon, you can hear them worldwide on the web at voiceofvashon.org or 101.9 on the FM dial if you're local here on Vashon. But we appreciate everything they do. And they always help us remember, go Pirates. Welcome back, everyone, to Voice of Vashon and Pirate Basketball. We're about to start the second half. The Pirates basketball game against the Charles Wright Terriers. Vashon up 20 at half, 26-6. Charles Wright will start with the ball to start the second half. And we saw a pretty good first half of play, Mark.
Yeah, great first half of play. Nice ball movement, good looks and some shots, and good defense. Despite, even though Vashon has a 20-point lead to come into the second half, I know Coach Yeomans will still be looking for him to keep it tight. No mental mistakes, and this is a good opportunity to develop the game and tighten it. Keep it tight.
Yep. So immediately, Cecilia Gunther to the hoop, driving down the center of the key, misses the shot. Ball pinballs around a bit, but picked up by Belle Russell for the Terriers. Russell playing with 3 fouls, as is Lily Yeoman. both the big people in the game and guarding one another, so they've been battling all night. And now Russell takes a shot, hits the front of the rim, comes off. Emily Harrington picks the ball up off the floor. She'll bring it up into front court, set up the Pirate offense. Passing off to Stella Knockos, now high post to Lily Yilmaz. Knockos gets it right back, has an open three, takes it, misses. Oh, Cecilia Gunther had the rebound, but the taller Russell was able to knock it out of her hands.
Nice in-and-out ball movement, though, by the Pirates to get a good three-point look, even though it didn't fall.
Yep. Now, Russell had the ball, has to pass it back out, working the ball around, trying to find Russell again. She dribbles into the key, takes a shot, misses, rebound by Yeoman.
Already been post-battles.
Those two are going right at each other. Yeah, they are. Now, Pirates work with the ball down in the short corner, Cecilia Gunther, but she started her move. She gets called for traveling. So, anyways, Gunther looks over to Coach for a little bit of support. Both kind of hold up their hands, and, you know.
This will still, it'll be interesting to see what the turnover count is in the second half,
yeah,
even with the lead. And we want to keep that to a minimum still.
Right.
And keep the game tight.
You know, as we talked about with the boys, too, you want quality possession.
Exactly.
And you're not going to score every possession, but if you have quality possession and not forcing the ball, working for the open shooter, then, you know, that's a good game. That's what you can ask for. And now the Pirates working the fast break. Cecilia Gunther dribbling down to the top of the arc and then finding Lily Yeoman cutting to the basket. Yeoman scores for the Pirates. Now, Stella Knockos on the steal for Vashon. Over to Neihardt, near side wing. Out high, back to Knockos. Over to Emily Harrington. Has open three. Emily takes it, buries it. Emily Harrington with a long three.
Great wing-to-wing ball movement, and that's exactly what you want to see. Have a great steal. You've got a big lead, and you still have a quality possession with several passes, and, of course, leads to a three-point bucket.
Absolutely. Now, Russell, Terrier's going high post to her, and Russell passes out. Ball stolen by Harrington. Long pass up the floor to Neihardt. Goes a little bit wide. Hart collects it. She goes to the hoop. Is knocked down by Valencia. No call. And Charles Wright comes up with the ball. Valencia now in front court with the basketball over to McFarland. McFarland goes high post to Russell, and Russell kind of bunny hopped and traveled there. And the ball goes back to the Pirates.
Nice entry pass by McFarland into there, but it looks like she was maybe expecting a little contact and kind of hopped and didn't have any.
And maybe Yeoman's backed off. You know, he's
careful.
Yeah. Now, ball high post to Yeoman, back out to, Neihardt. Hart with a long three. Ball's halfway down and pops out. Rebound, Charles Wright. 4:40 to go in the third quarter. Vashon up 25-31-6. McFarland with the ball now, stolen by Harrington. Harrington going to have an open run to the hoop and does so. Up hops, too hard off the glass. No foul calls. I thought there might have been a push for the backside, but now Charles Wright had the ball, and the ball is stolen by Cecilia Gunther. Gunther driving to the hoop in traffic is able to score 33-6 Pirates. Now we're going to get a timeout on the floor taken by coach for Charles Wright. That's going to be a 30-second timeout. And trying to get her team to reset after the Pirates have gone 7-0 run the first 3 minutes of, or first 4 minutes of the third quarter.
Yeah, they're keeping the defensive intensity up, which I love to see. And yeah, there's no mental lapses that they're doing, which is easy to do when you're up a lot of points to kind of get a little complacent. But they're not doing that, which is really great to see. And Yeoman staying out of foul trouble while being pretty physical in the post against Lee Russell, or Belle Russell. So I think she still hasn't picked up her fourth. So
right.
Good physicality so far in the post. And I love the high post in and out that they're doing to deep the zone that has resulted in some open looks for the three-pointers for the Pirates.
Then we get Carmen Sanchez in the game for Vashon. Stella Knockos sitting down for a moment. And as we come out of the timeout,
Knockos has been super active in the second half, too.
Yeah.
A lot of steals, buckets.
Cecilia Gunther working with the ball. Harrington down to the low post to Sanchez. Back out to the high post to to Yeomans. Long pass over to Gunther, over to Harrington now, near side wing. Harrington takes a three, misses, rims off backside. Rebounded by Bridget Proctor for Charles Wright. Now, long pass, too high, goes off Russell's hands and out of bounds. So over to the Pirates. Selena Karenik will come in for Lily Yeomans. And both Karenik and Sanchez, the subs, have given the Pirates good minutes tonight.
Fantastic minutes. Probably like just what Coach Yeomans was looking for,
yeah,
for them to have some quality minutes, and they both have on offense and defense.
Pirates working with the ball. Harrington with it out to Gunther. Gunther going to drive into the lane, and as she goes in, she gets called for traveling. She actually made the shot, kind of a floating 12-footer.
Yeah, it's kind of a nice-looking cut through a couple of defenders.
Yeah.
But it did look like a little there. Would have been good in the NBA, though.
Yeah, you're right. Michael Jordan was never called for that,
too. She could have taken a few more steps. It would have been good in the NBA.
Taylor is working with the ball, trying to find Russell. Pass too high for her, picked up by Gunther on the backside. Gunther quickly up the floor with it down to Nia Hart. That's gonna drop, dribble out high, and
so I travel on the brain.
Yeah, combining my words. Pirates for the ball out of bounds, and so turnover goes over to the Terriers. 2:55 to go in the third quarter. Terriers working with the ball. Another steal by Gunther. Ball comes loose, picked up by Hart. Nia up quickly and finds Gunther open in the middle of the key. Gunther's shot rims off, rebounded by Charles Wright. I think that was Jamalia James who got the rebound. Now Russell working with the ball, and as Russell goes up from the low block on a turnaround jumper, she scores and gets fouled. I think that was Selena Karenik on the foul, but we'll get the call from the referee here in a moment.
Yeah, and pretty good defense by the Pirates. Just a good play by Bell Russell. And
yeah.
Not really much more they can do, and I think this is where, yeah, just the height had the advantage there. And I think it's a pretty solid game by Bell Russell overall. She's getting a lot of attention and a lot of contact, so good finish by her.
Yep. That's Krennic's first foul of the game. Bell Russell takes free throw. She misses. 33-8 Pirates. Emily Harrington with the ball quickly at the floor. We have Cecilia Gunther sitting down and selling Nakos back in the game for Vashon. Nakos with the ball comes around near side wing to Harrington. High post to Karenik. Karenik turnaround jumper misses. Collected by Jamalia Hart for Jamalia James for Charles Wright. Now Bell Russell with the ball. Gets the ball in the high post. Dribbles down the seam of the key. Puts up a shot and misses. Rebounded by Karenik for Vashon. Ball to Harrington. Harrington in the front court. Finds Hart on the far side wing. Hart going to take a three. Rims off, rebound backside by Caitlin Cole for Charles Wright.
She checked to see if the bank was open on that three.
Just missed. And now we're going to get a traveling call against Bridget Proctor for Charles Wright. So Vashon gets the ball on the turnover with 1:43 to go in the third quarter. Still up by 25 points. Gunther back in the game. And Carmen Sanchez sits down for Vashon. Pirates working the offense. High post to Gunther. Gunther wins dribble into the key. Puts up a shot and misses. Rebound by Caitlin Cole for Charles Wright. Charles Wright, long pass up the floor to Russell. Ball goes through Russell's hands and caught by Cecilia Gunther. So Pirates gets the ball on the turnover. Gunther going, gets the ball at the high post again. She kind of dribbles around. One dribble around, Bell Russell has an opening in the key, puts up a 10-footer and hits it.
Yeah, nice finish by Gunther. Strong use of pivot foot to get around Bell Russell.
Now another steal by Emily Harrington. Got to watch those quick hands. Pass up the floor to Nia Hart. Nia Hart has an open lane.
Harrington Hart backcourt is strong defensively.
Yeah.
Just a real menace to get it across the half-court line.
Both Nia Hart and Emily Harrington are the top of the 2-3 zone, so they meet all the guards coming down with the ball each time. Shot by Charles Wright, misses, rebound Vashon. Vashon working with the ball in the front court now. Emily Harrington over to Neihardt. Far side wing, high post to Cecilia Gunther again. Long pass over to Harrington. Harrington had an open three and didn't take it. Surprise. Oh, no, the Pirates working the great passing offense. Finds Selena Karenik wide open under the basket. Karenik just a little too hard off the glass. Now Belle Russell working with the ball, and as she turns into two Pirates, she's able to score as time runs out in the third quarter, 37-10. Bashon.
Love to see that unselfish basketball.
Yeah.
Harrington had a wide open three there and could have taken it, but made the extra pass, and then Gunther made a beautiful extra pass on that. Wasn't able to finish, but a totally successful possession regardless. So you love to see that type of ball movement and teamwork and sharing, even though you're up to 27 points.
Yeah.
Like, you could jack up the three there being up 27, but making the extra pass and a beautiful and smart pass on top of that is great.
That's right. And again, as we talked about, quality possession.
Yeah.
And that's what you want. That was, don't come away with the points, but you want the quality. And that was really a nice possession by the Pirates.
Yeah, and as long as Coach Yeoman tones that home, everything about that was perfect. Keep doing exactly those thoughts. That little flip cut and the bounce pass down to wide open on the block when, yeah, you could jack up the three. But, no, it's great team ball.
Yep. As we are about to start the fourth quarter. Pirates come out on the floor with Stella Naka, Cecilia Gunther, Emily Harrington, Selena Karenik, and Ash Schaller O'Malley. Schaller O'Malley? Ash? Schaller O'Malley. We'll just call her Ash.
Ash. Love it.
Charles Wright gets the ball to start the fourth quarter. They're working with it now. Madeline McFarland downloaded Jamalia James. They're looking for Russell basically on every possession.
Mm-hmm.
Pirates guarding Russell pretty tightly, though. Selena Karenik doing a good job on her.
Mm-hmm.
She's the middle of the zone. Russell just keeps moving around sort of from block to block. Now Russell gets the ball, puts up a shot, misses, and ball is loose on the floor. Jamalia James, Nini Jalise, and Cecilia Gunther fighting for it, and it looks like Gunther won the battle, knocking it out of bounds.
So, an awesome job guarding Bell Russell with Yeomans on the bench, and I know he probably hadn't planned on guarding their tallest player for this much of the game, but it's filled in for Yeomans really well.
Yep. And now we had Cecilia Gunther going coast to coast, got the rebound after a missed shot. Actually, and missed the lay-in, and then got her own rebound. Restarted the Pirate offense, and we have Selena Karenik battling Belle Russell for the ball. Jump ball and stays with the Pirates.
And now Yeoman's coming in to give Karenik a well-deserved break.
Right. And now Lily Yeoman gets the ball on the inbound pass, tries to put up a shot, but is fouled, so she's going to the line for two.
Nice inbound setup where Yeoman's ran a little curl to go from one block to the other and open up the shot to draw the foul and two free throws.
And that foul is going against Belle Russell. That's her fourth. Yeoman's first free throw hits it. 38-10 Pirates. 7:06 to go in the game. Lily lines up her second shot, takes it, hits that one as well. So nice free throw shooting by the Pirates tonight. 39-10.
Looks like the band is back from their break, too. I wonder what kind of halftime adjustments they made in the locker room. Let's go from...
We're going to get a little louder.
Yeah, let's turn the volume up. Maybe throw in some ACDC or some Led Zeppelin. And,
there you go. Led Zeppelin in brass.
Still rock.
Yep. We get the referee's whistle. Charles Wright was doing the substitutions. Players coming on, players going off, so they just stopped the game.
Yeah, good call to let those subs come in.
Yep. So Pirates inbound now, ball. Stella Knuckles with it over to Ash, near side wing. Ash is going to dribble out of a little bit of trouble. Give it to Emily Harrington, but get the ball right back now. High post to Cecilia Gunther. Into the short corner to Lily Yeoman. Yeoman's turnaround jumper misses. Rebounded by Valencia for Charles Wright. And go to Belle Russell again. And Russell, as she turns and shoots, is fouled by Lily Yeoman. So that's going to be Lily's fourth foul. And with 6:27 to go, and Bell Russell will go to the line for two shots.
They're kind of just trading fouls right now. And
yeah.
Hopefully neither of them get five, but they're battling.
Yeah. Yep, they're working hard out there. Russell misses her first of two free throws. 6:27 to go in the game. Russell gets the ball back, lining up her second shot. Takes that one as well and misses it. Cecily Gunther on the rebound. Gunther quickly up the floor with the ball. Looking to go down low. Loses the handle, but Emily Harrington's there to pick it up. Down over to Ash. Short corner to Lily Yeomans. Yeomans leaves her shot a little bit short. Rebounded by McFarland. Off to Valencia. Valencia's going to set up the offense. And now another steal by Harrington. Harrington right there with the long arms and the quick hands. Over to Yeomans. Yeomans Lily taking a three. Misses, but Emily Harrington there for the rebound. Harrington needs help from somebody. Gets it from Gunther. Gunther crosses over, dribble, finds a seam in the key as she goes in. There's a foul, and that is going to go against Charles Wright.
Gunther goes hard to the basket.
Yes, she does.
And it's a great attribute of her game.
It's a quick decision, and it's a quick move.
Yeah, and you really have, as a defender, you have to act fast to keep up with her. I think of her a little bit like Owen Castro from the boys team.
Right. So Gunther misses the first of her two free throws. That foul was on Allie Valencia for Charles Wright, her first of the game. Going to get Ash out of the game for Vashon and Nia Hart back in. Stella Nakos, Lily Yeomans, and Emily Harrington on the floor for Vashon. Now, Gunther misses her second free throw. She had a little bit of a rough night shooting free throws.
Yeah, had a few misses. Well,
sometimes it happens.
Yeah, sometimes you'd find me the morning after if I had a bad free throw night.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would help my shooting percentage or not, but some nights you have those ones at the free throw line.
Yep. And now Caitlin Cole takes a shot from the free throw line. She misses, but Kartikov is there for the rebound. That steps on the sideline, out of bounds, so ball over to the Pirates. Nakos will do the honors of inbounding to Emily Harrington. Harrington bringing the ball into front court. Finds Nia Hart from the far side wing. Now Hart with a bad pass back to Nakos, knocked away by C.C. Barry Morley, and almost had a coast-to-coast lay-in, but actually lost the handle on the ball. It goes out of bounds, back to Vashon.
Yeah, good effort by Barry Morley, too.
Yep. Harrington with the ball now. Pass over to Nakos. Nakos long two, and Stella Nakos hits the long two just inside the three-point line. 41-10, Vashon with 5 minutes to go in the game.
That's a dying shot, and that is a difficult shot.
It is.
Just inside the three-pointer, in the three-point obsession of modern basketball.
Yeah.
Not an easy shot, kid. A 18-footer like that.
I was watching a college game the other day. Gunther goes with the long hoop, and it gets fouled on her way in, so she's going to the line for two shots. Watching this college basketball game the other day, and they showed the team's shot percentage from location. Over 50% were from three, about 39% from right, in the key under the basket.
And
not much of the two-point range.
The shot spread charts over the decades have been crazy how it has moved out, either out from the mid-range to the three-point and also from the mid-range down to the rim.
Mm-hmm.
So it really has isolated itself from the three-point line and the rim, but the game is cyclical, and there's always a place for pump fakes and mid-range jumpers, in my opinion.
Sure. Gunther misses two free throws, but Emily Harrington rebounds for the Pirates. She turns around after battling Charles Wright for the ball, takes two dribbles to the hoop and scores. So Emily Harrington with good toughness on the floor and able to score 43-10 Vashon.
You cannot bring the ball near Emily Harrington.
Yeah.
She will take it from you.
Yeah. I believe she believes that ball is hers.
Yep. Love that mentality.
It, yeah. It,
my ball.
She shows it every time she's on the floor. A lots of steals, lots of good moves to the basket. Now we get a timeout taken by Coach Yeoman. Asked for a full timeout. So with 4:22 to go in the game, got Vashon leading 43-10. One team foul for Vashon, three for Charles Wright. And Pirates going to win this one easily, obviously, but maybe Coach just wants to work on a couple of things as the game winds down, making sure he gets quality possessions. Maybe he's putting in a new play that they haven't run yet. I mean,
exactly.
I guess we'll see.
Yeah, I love this timeout. You kind of think, this is what we call a full timeout for us. 33 points, so that's exactly it. Try something new. It's just also a reminder, we're still playing a basketball game. We still want to keep the mistakes to a minimum.
Yeah.
And, we'll see. And I wonder if they do make any substitutions. It doesn't look like so. Maybe they are trying some new offensive concepts or defensive concepts. We'll see.
Yep, because the starters are out on the floor for Vashon. That's Nakos, Yeomans, Hart, Gunther, and Harrington. And the ball will be with Charles Wright. They'll inbound from the sideline in front of the Vashon bench. Yep, they changed that. Oh, no, it's Vashon's ball. They'll inbound in front of the Vashon bench in the front court. Hart with the ball back to Harrington, almost stolen by Morley. Now down into the short corner to Gunther. Gunther looking for a move, can't find it, has to pass out high to Hart. Rotates around to Harrington. Harrington with the ball fake, dribbles down low, but nothing there, so kicks it out to Yeoman. Down to four on the shot clock. Nia Hart gets it. Oh, Nia Hart from 3 points near side wing. Again, halfway down, it just popped out.
You're sitting right on line for that three-pointer, and that looked in all the way. I already had my hands up ready to celebrate.
But the ball will stay with Vashon as it was knocked out of bounds by Charles Wright. Long inlet pass to Harrington. Harrington gets it, takes a three, rims off, rebound by Proctor for Charles Wright. McFarland with the ball calls out the offense. Passing over to Cole, far side wing. Cole looking for help, stolen by Hart. Nia Hart's going to have an open, easy lay-in. She takes it all the way in, 45-10, Vashon.
Smooth.
Yeah.
Great D.
Yeah. Top of the zone's been devastating tonight.
They've picked off her, and Nia Hart and Harrington have intercepted so many passes at the top of the key there tonight.
Yep. Now we get a timeout on the floor taken by Charles Wright. That is a full timeout. So 3:27 to go. Vashon up 35 points. What do you think Charles Wright coach says at this point?
Yeah, I think it's a reminder of they've had a lot of turnovers. And,
yeah.
It's been great defense by the Pirates, but I do think it's also a case of maybe them rushing the pass a little bit or seeing an open person and getting rid of the ball without letting the play develop a little bit more. So we'll see what she's done. Looks like she is drawing up some sort of play, but I think it's just let's try to take care of the ball these last few possessions.
Yeah. Sometimes I think that teams overplay on defense and they get some steals and you can get them to back off with ball fakes and stuff like that.
Maybe
but,
she's saying, hey, what's the backdoor cut? Because
Vashon's
quite active in the lane.
They are quite active, but I don't feel like they're overplaying.
That's a good point, too.
Yeah.
That's a really good point.
And they're just playing good, solid defense.
Yeah.
And now another steal by Harrington as play is resumed. Emily is going to take it down, take it all the way in up off the glass, and she scores. She's going to the line for an and one.
And that's just beautiful defense around the screen. Harrington was kind of working her way around the defender or the Charles Wright, that player who was trying to set the ball screen, and Harrington just worked her way around it, almost did a swim move around it to steal the ball. So just.
And Emily leaves the rebound, or the free throw a little bit short, but Gunther is there to rebound it and put it right back up and score. 49-10 Vashon. 3 minutes to go in the game. McFarland looks over to the Charles Wright bench for a little bit of instruction from her coach. Going to dribble over to the near side wing and down into the corner. Dribble back out. Harrington, though, right there with her. Kind of knocks the ball away. Now, ball comes into Russell. Gunther's on Russell. Russell, turnaround jumper, misses. Lily Yeomans gets the rebound on the backside.
Gunther was fronting Bell Russell there, and that worked out perfectly.
Yeah. Yeah, Pirates working with the ball. Harrington has it out high. Over to Nakko's far side wing, high post to Yeomans. Back to Hart. And then Nia Hart from the high post just had an open lane to the basket. She takes two dribbles and lays it in.
Wide open lane from the top of the key straight to the basket. And Nia just said, sure, I'll take that.
Yep. 51-10, Bashon. 2:21 to go in the game. So Charles Wright will inbound. McFarland. Ash into the game now for Emily Harrington. And Karenik in for Yeomans. After the shot, on the missed shot by Charles Wright, ball gets knocked away and out of bounds by one of the Terriers. So Bashon with the ball now. Nia Hart's going to bring it into front court and find Ash near side wing. Ash is going to dribble out of a little bit of trouble and give it off to Cecilia Gunther. Pirates looking for open teammate, and ball comes loose. Nia Hart down to the floor, and as she corralled the ball, Coach Yeomans calls timeout from the bench to save the possession for the Pirates. Pirates looked a little ragged there. The ball was being mishandled left and right. Fortunately, Charles Wright didn't really pick it up.
Yeah, good timeout to kind of reset and settle everything. It sounds like the White Stripes, Seven Nation Army, is what that band's serenading us with.
Yeah.
30-second timeout.
There you go.
I love it. Listen. I think earlier was put on my boogie shoes.
Oh, yeah.
My boogie That's shoes.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm loving it.
Yeah, you know, you can sing on the air if you want.
No. Yeah, it's like you thought you were getting basketball
every time. That's
getting,
right.
A guy sings terribly as well.
This is, Mark's.
This is a variety show.
Yeah. Pirates working with the ball after the timeout. Gunther into the lane. You give it off to Sanchez, and we have a shot clock violation there. So
I hadn't even noticed it.
I didn't either. You know, that's so common on the timeout.
Exactly.
The players forget where the shot clock is, and then they start working the offense, and all of a sudden you get the buzzer. So minute 10 to go in the game, going into the low post to Bell Russell. Russell with a move back and Gunther down, just turn around, easy shot at the hoop, and she's about 5 or 6 inches taller than Gunther, I think.
Gunther was giving her a little bit too much space there down the post for her movement.
And now Pirates working with the ball. Gunther with a dribble drive, pulls up, takes a 10-footer, misses, gets her own rebound, puts it back up, misses again. Finally, Bell Russell corrals it for Charles Wright. 40 seconds left in the game. Pirates up 39. McFarland with the ball, going to dribble down, give it to Russell, but Gunther knocks it away, picked up by Karenik, and then gives it back to Cecilia. She'll bring it into front court. Pass to Nia Hart near side wing. Long pass over to Gunther. Gunther starts to move, going to the hoop, up off the glass, misses. Chartakova on the rebound, and as the ball comes loose, it goes off of Gunther and over to Charles Wright as the ball went out of bounds. Under 10 seconds in the game, down to 5. Charles Wright bringing it into front court, trying to find Russell for one last shot. They do not get it, and as time runs out in this game, Pirates won 51-12. So nice job by the Lady Pirates tonight.
Great job by the Pirates. And even if they were the favorite team going into this game, I don't know if they were 40-point favorites.
Yeah.
So I think a great display of offense and defense by Bashon. Any sort of feedback on the game, I just think keep an eye on the fouls for Yeomans. But great bench production from the team that I hadn't seen yet this season.
Right.
Just depth.
Yeah.
So really, really promising and good start to the second half of the season.
Yeah. Good point on the bench production. The Pirates really need that.
Yeah.
And so hopefully moving forward, they will.
And that builds confidence.
Yeah. Yeah. There's we're about halfway through the season now, and really, league play starts now. The rest of the games I believe, for the rest of the season are our league games. So,
yeah,
anyways.
This is the meat of the season.
Yes.
It's go time, baby.
Same thing with the boys. And so Charles Wright boys are out on the floor and warming up, and I think with that, game will start in about 20 minutes, so we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with you in about 17 minutes to give you the lineups and get the boys going. All right? So thank you, Dan and Voice of Ashon, for getting us on the air, and thank you all for listening, and go Pirates.